Come unto me, your hair softly falling on my face as in a dream.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions if you'd like at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. We are discussing today patience and impatience. The I want it now syndrome, as I call it. But this segment is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor in the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com. That's npier.com. And do ask for their newsletter, which is incredibly valuable. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Good morning, Bruce.
How are you today?
Fantastic.
That's good. We're talking about impatience and patience, and I want it now. Not, you have nothing to say on that?
Well, I'm just going to see how frustrated you get when you don't get it.
you know me all too well. But, you know, this is live radio. So
oh, no, so we can't have any quiet moments, no moment to contemplate. Just talk.
Exactly. No reflection, no delay, no... mellowness.
It's a good thing that the rest of the culture doesn't reflect that.
Oh, no, the rest of the culture is really moving slowly these days.
Yeah, so let's talk about gratification and delayed gratification.
Can you wait?
Yes. You know, I have a lot of friends and a lot of the men that I work with.
You have friends?
Listen, you want to do a radio program that's of value to all of your listeners. So I'm trying to help you.
Okay. Go ahead.
So a lot of guys have a lot of things, and they fill their lives up with lots of toys. And some of those men end up coming into rooms like mine and talking about how unhappy they are. And it seems that, like everything else we talk about, you can trace the origins of these issues back to childhood, and they got everything they wanted, and that became sort of their context. That became what life was about, getting what they wanted.
Yeah, they showed up in their Porsche, wearing their fancy shoes with their expensive watch, and they're complaining about being lonely and not finding their purpose in life.
That's right. So it's really, and we've talked about this quite a bit, incumbent upon us as parents to teach these values and to be able to show the value of earning the money to buy your first car, those sorts of things, so that the kids learn that they'll really appreciate things when they work towards them themselves instead of having it given to them.
I couldn't agree with you more, but you know, there's an interesting irony that just occurred to me. I mentioned it in my column, but I didn't highlight it to the degree that it just hit me, which is, on one level, our kids are growing up with the ability to have instant gratification, to have very quick feedback on anything in the form of email, text, etc. On another level, they are having to delay their gratification, and it's taking longer on average for kids to graduate college. It used to be 4 years was very much the average. I did it in 3. That's unheard of now, with the average, I believe, being 5 years. They still have the same length of time for most graduate programs, except for doctoral programs, which, because of the crush at schools, now takes even longer. Not the actual learning, but going through the doctoral process can take almost twice as long as it used to. And then on top of all that, they graduate, as you're about to face with your son, I think you are facing with your daughter soon, or if not already, they graduate and they can't find a job. So many of them, the statistic of something like 80% of college grads are returning home to live is astonishing to me. And I actually read that in some legitimate source. So on one level, they get instant gratification, and on another, they're not getting it at all.
Yes. Yes. And, you know,
it's called cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, and there's a whole other sort of component about delayed gratification and this desire to have it now, know it now, settle it now, resolve it now.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Jung wrote many, many years ago about being able to live with the ambivalence of a moment.
Wow.
That we if you're faced with the lesser of two evils, you're having to make a choice, you're between a rock and a hard place, the thing to do is to wait. Because being able to develop that muscle of living with the ambivalence and not being able to tie a bow around something quickly, if you can wait a moment, perhaps till the next morning, a third option just might occur to you.
Well, look how often in our men's groups, your men's groups, but I'm talking about the ones that I attended, one of the things we asked men to do, of course, initiated by you, was whenever there was a major life decision, do not act on it until you bring it to the men.
Yes.
And that resulted, more often than not, when they did wait, in getting some feedback and having a different view of it than when they acted and told us about it after the fact. Because those latter situations seem to always turn out, well, why didn't you think of this or that or the other? And the man then looks around the room and feels foolish because he goes, oh, my gosh, if I had done that, it could have turned out so much better.
Right. Well, and that also speaks to the building of trust among the men in the circle, that if you hear about things always after the fact, the rest of the men are left wondering, well, then why are you here? And why are you not trusting counsel, and why are you relying only on your own counsel?
A further amplification of this idea, I think, occurs when you're mad. I think when you're angry and you act out of an angry impulse, or for that matter, a scared impulse, you're largely going to make a poor choice.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen it again in the group that I participated with you for years. We had any number of men, myself included, who sometimes did something out of anger, often in relation to a relationship they were in, and the next day or by the time they came to the group, they were already in regret.
Well, yes. Well, that's a pattern. In fact, that's very much a recovering alcoholic or alcoholic sort of pattern of acting out in regret.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the men, even if they're not alcoholics themselves, but they were brought up in alcoholic homes, have that tendency to act impulsively and then experience regret and shame. And it's one of the issues that brings men here. It's one of the issues that causes men problems. But if they get together and start talking about it and developing trust with these other guys, they can start moving beyond it.
Good wisdom. Good wisdom. Good stuff. We're nearly to the end of our segment, Wayne. Do you have anything else you'd like to offer about this general notion of delayed gratification and waiting before you make a decision or waiting before you act on an impulse?
Well, it's important to seek counsel, friends and professionals. And when we are only going to rely on our own, we're bound to be limited, you know, in our perspective. And with email and texting and all these opportunities to communicate instantaneously, it gets us into trouble. And we're not paying attention to the fact that we have the power to wait. We have the power to not respond. And, in fact, it's probably in everyone's best interest if we take a little time to figure out what we really want to say.
The email example, or for that matter text example, we saw played out in bad ways so often when somebody sent out an email. You can't undo it.
Right.
You can't undo a text. For that matter, we have a former congressman who is a prime example of the damage you can do by doing something impulsively, thinking it's just going to go away.
Indeed.
Where can our listeners find and reach you, Wayne?
I'm sitting on my couch in my office in Agoura Hills right now if you rush over. But later, you can find us on bettermen.org. You can find a copy of my book and see what we're doing with the men and learn more about our annual retreat in Santa Barbara in September.
Terrific. I heartily recommend anybody and everybody to attend one of Wayne's retreats. They are life-affirming and life-changing. Thank you very much for joining our show.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, North Pier, for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It is time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen. We'll be back with Pastor Drew for Teen Rap.
They take me